And now stepping in with us, a real treat. This is the one we've been waiting for.
Hi, how you doing?
We have Busy Phillips. Of course, she is on, have been on Freaks and Geeks, Dawson's Creek, and Jose's favorite, Cougar Town.
Love a Cougar Town moment.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. This is exciting to me because this is, you guys
are
like.
It's your debut ad, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's really exciting. A Super Bowl ad is like the Super Bowl of being an actor.
Well,
you're right, you know? Actually.
Like, it's like once you've got a Super Bowl ad as yourself, you know you've made it.
You'll never have more viewers again in your life, right?
No. Oh, my gosh, no.
So we've got Busy Phillips here, and I'm going to say this. That poor Carla has had to listen to us talking about another product, Manscaped, for a long time.
I'm so glad you're here.
She's not that interested in Manscaped. She wants to hear a little bit about Olay. This is more in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would like to have your skin.
Thank you.
Beautiful girl.
Thank you so much. I turned 40 last year.
You did not.
I did, and I'm keeping this skin dewy and bouncy with my Olay Regenerist Whip.
You look great.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I don't inject anything into my face. I don't do anything other than use my creams. Sun care is so important. That's the big thing.
That
and for men too, by the way. Can I just say this? The amount of sunscreen that I have now put on my husband, I feel like men don't think about that on a daily basis. Every morning, guys. Every morning.
All right.
Put it on.
Because you can get it through the car window.
I mean, for sure. And have you ever seen like those people who have, their left arm is like very, very tan and covered in freckles? Sun care is self-care. That's a message that Olay puts out there, and it's one that I love.
Does Olay have something for men, then, for me?
Yeah, you can use Olay. You can use the sun care. It's really great, and it's for every gender.
My husband uses it.
Really?
Yes, he does. He's an Olay fan.
It's fantastic. Yeah, my husband always – well, we know this. Men steal women's skincare products always.
Yeah, but we don't talk about it.
Okay, well, I'm talking about
it. I'm not going to come out of the closet that way.
I'm
call you all out.
I'm talking about it. So hopefully we can get a lot of men and women excited at the Super Bowl when the ad comes on.
Okay, well, Busy, you are the mother of two daughters.
Yes.
So between us, we have five girls.
Wow.
So talk about girl power. I mean, you must encourage your girls with all that you're doing, and they're going to be sitting there on Sunday and watching their mom.
So exciting.
In this cool ad. Tell us
about
this.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think one of the things that's most important for everyone is to be able to see themselves reflected back accurately in media. And, you know, we can talk a big game about representation and about equality and being a feminist or, you know, men being supporting women and being feminists themselves. But unless you model it in your everyday life, unless you see it in the media that you consume, that message isn't going to do anything for any of us, which is why I'm really proud to be a part of this Olay campaign. Look, we know half of the, fans of the NFL are women. 1% of NFL fans are women. And yet on Super Bowl Sunday, women are only accounted for in 28% of the commercials that we're going to see. That doesn't seem right. And what message does that send to all the young women out there who, we want more, women in sports is a huge thing. And
it's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we all need to stand up for pay equality and for parity across all industries. But
no, I agree.
Olay is doing an incredible campaign this year, and anyone that uses the hashtag #MakeSpaceForWomen, Olay will donate $1 to an organization called Girls Who Code, and that's just encouraging more women in, science,
male-dominated fields,
and one of the fields that has been a little bit slower to be able to incorporate more women in their industry. So we want to help with that as well.
Well, I love that. And you're
Thanks.
A great mom and role model for your girls.
Listen,
and
we try.
Other girls. It's great.
We all try. We're doing our best, you know? How old are your girls?
They are, they're practically your age. 21, 24, and 26.
That's not practically my age, but that's incredible.
Yeah, I'm very independent.
I was not like a little girl that grew up playing sports or being involved in sports. But I really have tried to encourage my girls to figure out what they enjoy. We're a basketball family. We have season tickets.
Yes. So are you a Laker fan?
We are. We've had, my husband has had season tickets for 20 years. Yeah. To the Lakers. And yeah, it's been a really hard week.
It's been a tough week, and it's for the whole city, right?
Yeah. It's been, I'm going to cry. It's been really intense. And it's interesting too, because I think for my daughter, who's almost 12, that has been really difficult for her. And I know a lot of the kids at school. And
yeah, that ripple effect is far reaching.
It really is, you know, I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss for words. I really am at a loss for words, but we love our Lakers. We really do.
I know. And you know what? I think this is just not that they needed any encouragement to keep on the success that they've got, but LeBron put that on his back. He's going to do this for LA in honor of Kobe. And you know what? This guy is probably going to do it for you. So I think you're going to be pretty happy.
I think so too. Yeah. My husband is going on Friday to the game, and I said, you take your friend. Like, I've over the years, I go to like probably 5 or 6 games a year, and Mark takes the rest and like takes his friends, you know, or whatever. So he's taking a buddy, and I was like, you guys go and have that moment on Friday together.
Yeah, I love that.
It's really intense.
Who's your pick for Sunday? I know you're a football fan too.
I got to go San Francisco.
I'm San Francisco too. I'm all there with you, busy.
Although my tennis pro is from Kansas City, and he's going to kill me. Oh. I have to buy so much merch while I'm here, guys. I got to bring stuff back for my tennis pro, my friends. Everybody wants gear. And I'm going to show up to the Super Bowl party like arms full of gifts for everyone on Sunday.
Would you bring me some of your Olay products? Because if I could leave here looking
I'm a giver of Olay.
You know, her on-air name is The Gloss.
Really?
I'm going to be glossier now, thanks to Busy.
She's stepping up her
Come
glossy
Come see me tomorrow
game.
After I use this tonight.
I love it. I really do love it. I love the products.
Olay. Your skin is flawless.
Thank you. That's
You're
really
amazing.
Nice. Thanks so much. I know. Listen, I'm also, you know, people really follow me on Instagram. They love me on Instagram. And I'm a big believer. I don't do, like, the face tuning or that other stuff, you know, like photoshopping, all that stuff, because they're just, I'm like, this is
you
who
don't
I
need
am.
It. I'm looking at you, Mano, you look amazing.
Thank you, but it's also just about, again, that idea of like representation. Like, I want people to know that this is real, man. This is like what we look like. Yeah. It's great. In fact,
I wish my reel was yours, but we're gonna work towards that.
Your reel is now. Your reel is
there. It is.
Thank you, Busy. Yeah. This is awesome.
That's Busy Phillips, a wonderful actress. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can't wait to see your
My husband loves SB Nation. It's always on the car when we get in.
Oh, tell awesome. Mark, thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Great to
Good
be with you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Soon. Yeah. Thanks for the product.
You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.